Barbara Throws a Wobbler by Nadia Shireen. Barbara was in a very bad mood.
I am not,
she said. But she was. It had started in the morning because of a sock problem, and at lunchtime there had been a strange pee. Then Barbara stepped on a crack, which she had been trying very hard not to do. Things were going from bad to worse. Her friends were frolicking in the park.
Hi, Barbara, said Martha.
Come and play, said Otto.
But Barbara didn't feel like a frolic. Of course, Barbara had been in bad moods before. She'd had huffs and grumps, upsets and strops. But today was different. Today felt like 100 bad moods wrapped up in one. And when another terrible thing happened, Barbara threw a great, big wobbler. And then suddenly, the wobbler was actually there. It loomed over Barbara's head.
What's wrong with Barbara?
Said Small Bob.
And what's that weird thing?
Nobody knew. The wobbler hovered in the air, gloopy and heavy like an angry jelly.
Are you okay? Asked Otto.
But the wobbler didn't want to talk. So neither did Barbara.
Would you like a cuddle?
Asked Martha. But the wobbler was not accepting cuddles, so neither was Barbara. Barbara didn't even want any of Small Bob's ice cream, which was really strange. The wobbler grew and grew and grew, and soon it was the only thing that Barbara could see or feel. She shook her fists and gave a great big yell. But the wobbler wasn't going anywhere.
What if I'm stuck here forever?
Thought Barbara.
Let me go, said Barbara.
Let me go, said the wobbler.
Rah!
She shouted.
Roar!
Shouted the wobbler.
Stinky bumhead,
shouted Barbara.
Stinky bumhead, shouted the wobbler.
Barbara giggled.
Stop copying me, said Barbara.
I can't help it,
it said.
I'm your wobbler. You made me.
I made you?
Asked Barbara.
Yes, said the wobbler cheerfully. You were really upset and angry and sad, so here I am.
Barbara had a think. It had been quite a day. Then she thought some more and said,
well, if I made you, can't I unmake you?
Of course, said the wobbler. You're in charge.
So Barbara took a deep breath and started to squish the wobbler down. The wobbler got smaller and smaller and smaller until Barbara could hold it in her paw.
Goodbye, you strange little thing,
she said. And with a pop, it disappeared completely.